You know, hope so. Obviously, having dialogue with Democrats and pointing out that, you know, this really is a Schumer shutdown, in that he is captive to the left wing of the Democrat base, and so has to show that he's fighting, I guess. But we're trying to appeal to the more practical Democrats, and hopefully between us, you know, urging them to get back to work here and open up government, and hopefully they're hearing from folks back home. That we can get about five more of them and get the government opened and get things going again.
You have been part of that effort, obviously. You mentioned before Governor Sheen, now Senator Sheen, and others. Mm-hmm. Do you sense that they're sort of feeling this and that you, I mean, they keep doing test votes and nothing's happening. So is it possible?
You know, I think so. I've known Senator Sheen, formerly Governor Sheen. We actually started way back in 2000 as governors together. And she's really working on her side to get, you know, like I say, about four or five more practical Democrats that recognize that we need to get government open. And I, again, I think, you know, that'll come around. But I really feel that Senator Schumer is putting pressure on his people not to come to the table and get it done. And that's why you hear people saying it is the Schumer shutdown, because he's so concerned about AOC and the left wing of his party.
I think that's blatantly obvious to most people now. I was one of those a little concerned about the past when Republicans have not won the rhetorical battle on these shutdowns, but it seems like you're on the side of the angels this time and explaining it well, and it feels like you've really let the American people know that, as you say, it's a Schumer shutdown. Republicans are just asking to fund a Biden budget, right? And extend it like they've done with clean CRs before. So do you feel like you're winning the battle of public opinion in this?
You know, I hope so. Remember, what we want to do, though, is get into the regular order appropriation process. So not only we fund the government the right way, fund the priorities, but we find savings and reforms, right? Rather than have these continuing resolutions. But we need a short-term resolution in order to do that. But we've already started moving bills through regular order, and now Schumer is shutting that down. And so that's the opposite of what people should want. And that's where I hope they recognize what's happening here is that Schumer's trying to bunch things up so he can do what he's done in the past, spend more money, rather than get back to regular order, where we take these bills across the floor one at a time and make sure that we get the savings and the reforms that we need, you know, to get our debt and deficit under control.
Let's talk a little bit about the pain points of what this is causing in North Dakota and nationally. I talked to some of your front office staff today, one a farmer from Breckenridge and another swimmer from Anoka, Minnesota, and they said they're volunteers right now. So literally, you know, obviously getting paid but not getting the checks. I know there's many impacts. The parks were a good example, closed down when I was in Medora over the weekend. How do you maneuver all that? Tell us what you're doing to mitigate as much damage as can be done.
Well, obviously, we're working to make sure that we fund essential programs where we can. But the impacts are, you know, they kind of stack up as you go. So the longer this goes, the more people are going to feel those impacts. And it's where we can mitigate those, we do the best job that we can. But the irony is this. The Democrats, when Biden was in office, had 13 short-term continuing resolutions, and they wouldn't go through regular order and appropriate properly. We're trying to go through the regular proper procedure, and so they're holding us up on something that they had 13 times where they, you know, passed these CRs, and 96% of the Democrats voted for them. So they're completely flipping around, and again, it's to hold up the Trump administration and hold us up from doing what we should do, go to regular order where we actually find savings and fund things the way we should, rather than with these, you know, this kind of continuing resolution or some short-term approach. And so we're actually trying to fix the problem, and they're blocking us from doing that.
And you've been talking about that for a long, long time, and it's nice to see some progress in that regard, even though obviously you don't have 60 votes, so this is tougher.
Well, and that's why we've held tough. They keep coming saying, oh, they need their priorities in this CR. They want to undo things that were passed in the One Big Beautiful Bill. They want another $1.5 trillion in spending. And we're saying, no, absolutely not. That is the wrong policy, and we're not going to do it. And for them then to say, oh, well, they don't have Democrat priorities in there. Well, of course not. We don't have our Republican priorities in there. This is just a flat funding measure so we can work through the regular order and make these changes and reforms that we need to make. And they're saying, no, 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 we're going to hold you up unless they get a whole bunch, a trillion and a half more spending. Well, we're not going to do that.
Last question for you, unrelated to this unfortunate situation. What is this preventing you from doing? What are you most looking forward to next? I know this town is jammed. You got the Canadian Prime Minister. You got the Israel-Gaza situation. A lot happening. How about you? Top priority of what you want to get done next?
Boy, there's a whole range. I mean, obviously, we're doing a lot of work on behalf of our farmers. We're working with the administration not only to get them through this stretch, but to make sure that we get some more sales to foreign countries because we got to be able to export. The president's going to be over in South Korea. We're hoping that by the end of the month we get a breakthrough there for our farmers. But so getting them through this tough stretch is one thing. Defense appropriations for our military, we've got to make sure that we get that done. But really, the key here, Scott, is we've got to get back to regular order, which is what we started. And I think that's why Schumer's blocking us, because that's where we get the savings and reforms that help us get back on track in terms of our debt and deficit and get that under control.
You mentioned the farmers. There's some talk of shoring up soybean farmers, especially while we wait out China and a deal there. Do you think that's going to happen? And how will that come out and how soon to our farmers?
Yeah, so we've worked very hard with the administration to get that set up. And, we've really got the first piece in place, which is basically the MFP, the Market Facilitation Program, which is what we used the first time around with President Trump when the Chinese retaliated against us. And as you know, we kept our farmers in the game and ended up getting $50 billion in ag sales, thanks to Trump's negotiations. So here we are, second time around. Once again, the Chinese have targeted our farmers. So we'll make sure that we, in essence, use the CCC, the MFP, Market Facilitation Program, to help our guys. But we're also looking at maybe using some of the tariff revenue as well. It might not be a one-step. It might be a two-step deal. Also, there's some other steps that we can take. But the key is that we get sales, that we are able to export. We get better terms for our farmers and ranchers so they can sell more overseas as well as here at home.